Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland. And I've got Benson here.
Hello.
And tonight's story is about a little boy. What do you know? And this little boy, he had a blanket that he loved. And he called his blanket his hoey. Because it was cozy. And he couldn't say the word cozy when he was little. And so he would snuggle this blanket and say, cozy. But he would say, hoey, hoey. And he loved the blanket. In fact, as he grew up, older, he just brought it with him everywhere. And he would drag it behind him. He would drag that blanket outside in the grass when he'd go out in the yard. He would drag it to the sandbox. He'd drag it with his big wheel. He'd hop on there and ride it and like a little tricycle, and he would drag his blanket with him. And one day his mom came to him and she said, son, you can't be dragging your blanket around. It's going to get lots of germs and it's going to get gross. And then you're going to get sick. And he looked at his mom. At this point, he was 14 years old. So he'd been carrying it for a long time. He looked at his mom. He's like, mom, I haven't been sick in 14 years, except for the occasional cold. I don't think I'm going to get sick anytime soon. Well, that week, his class at school, because he was in high school, he was a freshman in high school, his class went to a farm to learn about agriculture. And at the farm, they did a tour of the barn, a tour of the chickens, the pigs, the horses, all the animals. And he walked through all their stalls with his blanket, dragging his blanket behind him. And you know what's in those stalls? Yucky, poopy dirt, where all these animals go. And before he left the farm, he kind of shook off the blanket in his regular fashion and got all the dirt particles off. And he got on the bus and went back to school. Well, the thing is, you can get all the dirt particles off of something by shaking it and, you know, brushing it or whatever. But you can't get all the germ particles, the little tiny microscopic germ particles. And so this blanket was covered in germ particles from the farm. Gross ones. Worm germs. Lots of worm germs. They were covering the blanket. And that night, the boy went to bed. And he slept with the blanket, like he always does, right up against his face. He could smell the farm. And to him, it was kind of a nice smell, you know, the animal's smell. It reminded him of the fun things he did that day. Well, the next morning when he woke up, he had a funny feeling in his nose. Didn't quite feel like it normally does. And he went into the bathroom to look and wash his face and kind of wake up. And he looked at his reflection, and his nose had something hanging out of it. Like he thought was a booger or something. So he pulled it out, but it wasn't. It kind of stuck, and he pulled really careful. And out came a 6-inch long worm right out of his nose. And he thought, oh, what? That is so gross. What is that? And he threw it in the garbage. He couldn't believe it. He was looking in the mirror, trying to look up his nose, hole his nostrils. He couldn't see anything. Just then he thought, man, that is weird. I can't believe that. That was so weird. And just then he thought, you know, my feet feel weird. So do my hands. And he looked down at his toes, and his toes were turning into worms. Long, wiggly worms. And he couldn't control them. They were just kind of moving on their own. He was like, oh! And then he looked at his hands, and his fingers had changed into long, wormy finger things. And he was like, oh, what's happening? And he ran to his mother in his dad's room, and he knocked on the door with his wormy hands. Barged in. Mom, Dad, something's wrong. I found a worm in my nose, and my fingers and toes are worms. And his mom looked at him, and she looked at her husband, and she goes, well, it was bound to happen, Harold. I knew it was bound to happen. And the dad sat up, and he goes, well, what do you mean? What's bound to happen? And she points to the boy, and she says, our son has wormy McWorm hands and wormy McWorm feet. And the dad was like, oh, man, that's terrible. Come here. So the boy came over and he showed him his hands and his feet. And sure enough, wormy McWorm hands and wormy McWorm feet. Oh, that happened to Larry at the office. You know what they had to do? They had to dip his hands and feet in apple cider vinegar for a week. And that killed the worms. But then his fingers were all like floppy noodles, like spaghetti, for another month. It was really hard. Because Harold, that guy at my office, sorry, he was a typist. He couldn't type anything. It was just wet noodles on a keyboard. It was really hard on his job. The boy suddenly looked at his parents. He said, what? Why did this happen to me? And his mom said, well, it's clearly because you dragged your blanket through the farm and got all those worm germs. Everybody knows farms have worm germs, and then you probably got those germs in your body and they infected you. Oh, no. Well, that day, he had to sit with his hands and his toes in apple cider vinegar that just stinks to high heaven. He had to sit there all day and all night for the whole week. And then, finally, after a week, finally, it went away. But his fingers and toes were still like wet noodles. He couldn't move them. They were just wiggly. But after some time, they would eventually heal. So let that be a lesson to you, to never drag your blanket through a poopy farm and then snuggle it.
Or anything.
Don't drag your blanket around. All right, the end.